The X-Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you've gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. You're gonna be nowhere.
And welcome to the X-Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I'm going to be your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X-Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And the X-Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, and then the show is repeated from 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network and our fine family of broadcast affiliates across Canada, the United States, Central America, South America, the Pacific Rim, and now in 20 Asian countries on Anglia 2. I'd like to welcome three new affiliates to the X-Zone: the Bear 90.1 CHMZ FM in Tofino, British Columbia, Canada; the Edge 99.5 CIMM FM in Usalit, British Columbia; and Spuds Valley Radio 98.9 CFPV-FM in Pemberton, British Columbia. Three new Canadian affiliates. Welcome to the X-Zone family. On tonight's show, we have Donna Vall. She's going to be joining me in a few minutes. She is a clairvoyant and medium and spirit communicator. We're also going to be talking to Oria McGarry about why do women stay with abusive men. This is because this is a Domestic Violence Month, and we're doing our very best to bring light onto the subject. And in hour number three, Oberon Zell Ravenheart. He's a renowned wizard and elder in the worldwide magical community. He's going to be with us. And our final guest for tonight is Dr. Val Webb. And we're going to be trying to answer the question, are ancient religions relevant today? Our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our websites, which are now up and running, www.xzoneradio.com. And I apologize for the sites being down. There was a glitch in Houston, Texas, where we keep our servers, but everything is up and running 150% now. Donna Vall is also a reverend. She is an ordained minister, certified clairvoyant medium, and intuitive spiritual counselor, and has received numerous churches and served numerous churches throughout the United States and Canada. For the last 17 years, she has been teaching practical meditation, spiritual philosophy, and spiritual development, which focuses on the importance of trusting the individual's own inner guidance and recognition of one's higher self. Donna is internationally known for her knowledge and teaching in angel studies and presents an intensive seminar on the angelic realm. And Donna Vall, how are you tonight?
I am great, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing super, and I apologize for our sites being down, but everything is up and running now. Isn't it wonderful technology? It sucks at times. But
it really is. You know, we become very reliant on it. That's why I'm always double-checking on those emails, because I really think emails means ether, and
yes,
it really goes into the ether sometimes. We don't know where they end up. Probably another time-space continuum.
There are times when I'd like to tell the emails where I'd like them to end up, but that's for a different show. Donna, we've had you on the show before. It's always great having you back. Are the angels very busy these days?
You know, I really do believe that there's a lot of angelic communication and a lot of angelic help at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, when we kind of look at the way the world is presenting itself right now, I really think that most of us can intuitively feel that humans are moving in a higher state of consciousness. Some things are happening. We often see that the angel world comes very close or goes very close to humanity during a lot of times of tests. There's periods where if we look at it in a linear way, as if we look at history, mm-hmm. we start to see that there's an ebb and flow of when there's a lot of angelic intervention. And then usually it's like they withdraw their energy slightly, and in doing so, it allows us to step into our own knowing and to work with what we've been guided with and shown.
Donna, stand by. We've got to take a two-minute commercial break. Donna Vall and I will be back on the other side of this break. And for more information about Donna, angelstoguideyou.com, www.angelstoguideyou.com. Donna Vall and I will return in 2 minutes as the X-Zone continues on the Talkstar Radio Network. My producer at Master Control tonight is the one and only Miss Brandy. Always nice working with you, Brandy. I'll be back in 2 minutes as the X-Zone continues live and around the world right here on the Talkstar Radio Network from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Welcome back, everyone. On this date in history, in 1701, Yale was founded. The professor yelled out, "Yale!" The students responded, "Yale!" And the professor said, "The gang's all here. What the heck do we care?" Didn't come until a little later on. In 1869, the hotel in Boston became the first ever to have an indoor toilet. I guess baked beans will inspire anything, huh? It was on this date in 1899 that Marconi demonstrated radio for the very first time. Actually, he didn't do much, just flipped a switch, and the X-Zone came on air. That's going back to 1899. On this date in 1941, the football penalty flag was introduced in the NFL. Players were happy to see it replace the penalty pit bull. And today is National Boss Day. There you go, a little bit of trivia from this day. Our special guest this hour is Donna Vall. And Donna, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your own spiritual journey. Were you always clairvoyant?
Well, you know, Rob, from the time I was little, I really do understand that I've seen the spirit world. I saw all sorts of things that other people didn't see. And for me, that was very troubling because as I was growing up and trying to understand that things that came to me, visions that came to me, images, people, especially come at nighttime. You know, I go to sleep and it's like my room became alive with activity. So I didn't really understand that a lot. It became more and more of a frightful thing. I always say to people, it's a lot like that little boy in The Sixth Sense. You know, fun when I was small. But I really was always able to have that connection. And it was as I got older that I started to recognize that there was some sense to all of this, and that through prayer, meditation, I was able to really take that and really work with it to be something that would be useful and helpful for other people.
And how and when did you first begin to channel spirit art? Because spirit art is very unique.
It really is very different. And that really came about not because I had thought, gee, I'd like to do something like that. I didn't even realize that anyone had been doing that. What it was doing for me is I was simply working on my own life, as we all do. Often our greatest times of spiritual awakening is because we're going through our own changes. Mm-hmm. So through my own meditation and writing with my higher self, you know, inspired writing and journaling, I suddenly felt this desire to sketch a little face. And knowing that it was nothing I could do on my own, I was very surprised to see the quality of this that came through me, because I was really just a person who could make stick people, you know, pretty well. But as far as having some kind of a face that really had some really unique quality and characteristics surprised me. So I did this for quite a long time through meditation, and one day I felt very impressed that I needed to really give what was being drawn to someone I knew. And as I passed that along to her with a message from Spirit, she responded beautifully because she had loved this person he had passed over, and she had been thinking a lot about him. So she then proceeded to bring me a picture, a photograph of him, and I was amazed at the accuracy that was on that picture that Spirit had brought that worked with her loved one in the spirit world. And so after that point, it really started to show me that that would be the way Spirit would work with me, and in bringing through more and more development, bring through more and more clarity of these faces.
1-877-528-8255 is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. My special guest is Donna Ball, and her website is www.angelstoguideyou.com. Now, what is a true spirit artist, and how is this process different from all other types of artwork?
Well, the way spirit art is working is that we know that all artists and all spiritual energies are inspiring an artist. For example, everyone who's doing some kind of creativity or some kind of art, it's really coming from the soul of them, from their spirit. It's bringing in an idea, it's letting that flow, and it usually inspires and directs people. We see a piece of art, we love it, we hate it, whatever we do, we have a feeling about it, a sense. But true spirit art is a little bit differently, done a little bit differently. It's not so much that I'm inspired or I think or I see clairvoyantly somebody's loved one or an angel. It's more that through me, I am just impressed. I just know I need to pick up that chalk and start. And all sorts of images and pictures are drawn without me having a conscious knowing about it.
Is it like automatic writing, except you're doing automatic painting?
It's automatic in that sense, yes. But I've made this the very strong connection first to the higher self. I think we have to not open a door to anything, but be very clear where we're first connecting. But it's automatic in the sense that when I sit down with a client and I'm working by phone, the paper's blank. I have no idea what needs to be drawn. I know I'll be guided. And out will come, in a very rapid way, beautiful artwork that will have lots of meaning. It'll have, at this point, it's developed now where the angels are very much part of it. It'll have the angels that guide them. It will have faces of people all over the picture. This could be family, people passed over, often looking younger and healthier. There can be photographs people will find out later that match. It's almost like spirit went into their scrapbooks, you know, and pulled them out. There can be faces of people who are alive and well in their life that show that they're important. And I've also found over the years that spirit will even bring faces of people that will become important in the next, you know, few years, that people have had people they've married who were actually drawn on those pictures some years before, or they marry somebody and they find out that that person's grandfather in the spirit world was on that picture some years before. So I really think we're stepping into that sense of quantum science where we're tapping into this field of energy that spirit's bringing these images. And, you know, it's really not about, you know, past over or then or now or future. It's like all the information as a spiritual influence to somebody coming through that art now.
What was it like the first time that you painted one of your angelic paintings and you said, where did this come from?
It's a very amazing thing. When I first had just the images of faces, they first came and they were mostly people who've passed over. In time, they started to develop where spirit told me they wanted me to use color. I was using just charcoal pencils.
Right.
And using the gift of color, putting color in there because it's a vibration, it's a tone. And then the angelics, when they started to come close, the vibration's very different. It's a very different communication, working very much with our, as I believe, our higher self. And it's just such a loving feeling and a loving energy. And it's so profound because I believe that most all belief systems and religions right now are very different in many ways, but most all of them hold the belief that there's an angelic or messengers. So it's a unifying thought. And I think as the angels come through, people are not afraid of the portraits. They're not afraid of having that communication because somewhere they feel comfortable knowing that they have an angel.
Donna, please don't take what I'm going to ask you wrong, but is there a connection between the angels that people are seeing today and the angel and the extraterrestrials that other people are seeing? Are the ETs and the angels one and the same?
I believe angels are ETs, absolutely. And I'll tell you why, because I believe there are different creative being, consciousness that is not human, and so they're not terrestrial. They're not from here. They weren't created here. They can move through here. They can appear here. They can come and work with our dimension, but I don't believe ever that they are really from Earth. So I would agree with you. I've always said that they're extraterrestrials. And that was kind of a fun thing in the beginning, because I had become, as we were all studying and we're all learning, I became a little bit afraid of alien things, you know, as I was first starting to open, because I had met some people who had gone down the road of alien abductions, and so they kind of freaked me, you know. So I had made this thought in my mind that I just wasn't going to do anything that wasn't that wasn't first human somewhere, you know, in the art, because I was kind of afraid of opening a wrong door.
Sure.
But through prayer and meditation, it was interesting. I had a visitation of an angel. I was working in a store, and I was there late at night. I had the artwork up. I had been also working behind the desk. It was a metaphysical store.
Mm-hmm.
And this most incredible man walked into the store. And as I looked at him, my entire body vibrated up. My entire body shook. And I recognized that if I looked deeply enough into his incredible eyes, that I would see what he really looked like. And it would not be that man standing there.
Tell me, what color were his eyes?
They were a very piercing blue. And the blue of them was the kind of blue that it just, like, pulled me right in, and it almost shifted. There was, like, a little, it's hard to explain, but almost like a little white halo or something within the eye as well.
Wow.
I was very pulled into it, and I kept trying to look away because I felt so overwhelmed with the energy of it. And he asked me at the time, he said, who does this drawings here in these stores? And I said, well, Spirit works with me, and through that will come the faces of family and loved ones. And he said to me, he said, have you ever had something come through there that wasn't family or loved ones? Have you ever had another worldly experience to that? And I said, you know, learning my lesson, oh, no, I'm not dealing with anything that isn't from this, you know, originally from this earth plane. And he looked at me with great love and great reverence, and he said, then you would not be able to draw my brothers and sisters. He said, you would not be able to draw the angel world because they're not from this place. And he said, you need to open your heart and your mind to understand that there are many beings from other places that are here to help humanity. And with that, he turned and he left, and I felt compelled to follow him. I mean, I was right around that counter behind him. He went through the door. I went through the door. He was disappeared, and I was out in the parking lot. And from that moment on, it really showed me that I had become judgmental, and because of fear, I was blocking something beautiful. And in doing that and clearing that out through my meditation, immediately using color chalk, I had never been instructed in art before. Through that came the angelic pictures, and I've worked with the angelic since.
Donna Ball is our special guest. Donna, I have went to your website at www.angelstoguideyou.com and clicked on to a couple. There's a link there to two of your portraits, and they're rather unique.
Well, thank you. They come in differently for each person. We have the ones that are on our site actually are just because somebody who has received them felt compelled to do copies of their portrait and insert photographs where their family members' faces matched what was drawn by Spirit. So these were all things that were given to me after we had done the art. And each one is very unique. I believe strongly there's an energy on these portraits. I believe that they bring through color, feeling, vibration.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many people have told me that the portraits change, that faces are added, that words come through that are formed from the chalk. And I believe, why not? You know, everything is just energy. Everything can shift and move.
All is possible in the spiritual realm. Stand by. You and I have to take a commercial break. Donna Ball is our special guest this hour. AngelsToGuideYou.com is the website. 1-877-528-8255 is the telephone number here at the X-Zone Radio Show. Miss Brandy will answer your phone and get you on air as soon as she can. And Donna Ball and I will be back on the other side of the news as the X-Zone continues live and around the world, exclusively on Talkstar from our studios in the X-Zone here in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hello there. Timothy Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to the X-Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on the X-Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, Prophecy Scholar, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Welcome back to the X-Zone. My name is Rob McConnell, and we're coming to you live and around the world exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network and our fine family of broadcast affiliates across Canada, Central America, the United States, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, and now the X-Zone is in 20 Asian countries. And I'd like to once again welcome CHMZ-FM in Tofino, British Columbia, CIMM-FM in Usalit, British Columbia, and CFPV-FM in Pemberton, British Columbia, to the X-Zone family of broadcast affiliates. 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free. X-Zone at TalkStarRadio.com is my email address. On MSN Messenger, TalkStarRadio at Hotmail.com. And our website, XZoneRadio.com. Donoval is with us. Website is AngelsToGuideYou.com. And Donna, first of all, thanks very much for joining us today and sharing your angelic experiences with us. Angels, do they ever tell you where heaven is or what heaven looks like?
You know what? What I have seen with the angel world is they're connecting very deeply to the higher state of our own consciousness, the higher state of our own consciousness, our higher self, working with that part of us that is separate or stepping away from the constraints of the physical world. So the angels have often shown us or revealed to us this place of divine love, perfect love, a sense of peace, a sense of joy. But I think that each one of us are so unique in the way we will perceive it, that I think they present this kind of light to us or this vision to us, but we'll each receive it a little bit differently. They have shown us a place really of possibilities, unlimited possibilities, and that the more we can move into that higher state of our own consciousness, the greater we'll be able to perceive it. Heaven really is right with us right now. All the spiritual worlds are interpenetrating and interconnected. It's just about the difference in vibration or frequency as to what we're tuning into.
Now, if we want to connect with spirit, how can we do that?
You know what I think, Rob? We do it every day, all the time, without us consciously giving it much thought. We have dreams, for example, and we often have gut feelings. Mm-hmm. We have intuition, a sense of trusting somebody, a sense of knowing I can't trust that person, a sense of having reflecting things, images to us, and people giving us messages. This comes from the spirit of us. Our higher self is a spirit. People forget that our spirit is not linked or locked into living in our little physical body. Our spirit is really alive and well, existing in the spiritual world, connected to us. So when we talk about wanting to communicate with spirit, the first thing we need to learn to do is communicate consciously with our own spirit. By doing that, it opens the doorway to safely be able to communicate with loved ones, with the angel realm, and also have the ability to be strong enough then for that spirit to discern what is true, what is not good for us to communicate with. There's a lot in the spirit world we have to learn how to decide which ones, where we want to go, what vibration we want to connect to.
What's your favorite angel story?
You know, I think one of my favorites, because there's so many that come in to play, but I think that my favorite angel story is the angel that I would say comes with this beautiful message. There was a woman I was working with who had lost her daughter. Her daughter had passed over in an auto accident. And the spirit of her daughter was relaying to me to let her mother know that she did not struggle in that accident, that she was not in pain, because her mom had thought she was trapped in this car and very much in pain. And the spirit of the girl was saying, no, when this all happened, she said, I was literally pulled out by an angel. This angel came and pulled me out, and I stood with the angel, and I watched the body go through this process of being in the car, but I had been spared feeling that. I didn't sense it. It was like I watched it separate, and that this angel then proceeded to carry her to a place where she felt so much love and peace that she knew it would all be all right. And so she was assuring her mother this message, and that this angel had certainly been there. Well, the mother confirmed that by saying to me that when she had this funeral for her daughter a few days after the accident, a gentleman who had been a truck driver at the scene had stopped, and he decided that he realized as he approached the car that certainly the person, the girl in the car, couldn't be alive. But he went over to pray for her, and he went out of his truck, went over there to say a prayer for her so she shouldn't be alone. And he said as he approached the car, in his vision, he saw this golden light, and he saw an angel taking the spirit of this girl. And he went all the way to the funeral to make sure her mother heard that story. So when I'm hearing about it from her daughter, and I'm bringing that message to her, it was very much a wonderful confirmation how the angel world really does work with us and help us through all sorts of traumatic experiences, especially passing over.
Donna, do you think that in today's world, with the threat of war increasing on a daily basis, that angels are with us more and more?
I really do think so, Rob. I feel very strongly that we are going through a changing time. It's every one of us feels it. We can talk from earth changes to the fact that the weather's changing, that our consciousness is changing. The world itself is in a shifting pattern, which is a natural cycle, I believe. But the angel world comes very close and really protects, guides, and guards us. People ask me oftentimes, how come if we have an angel that watches over us, how come a child is kidnapped, a child dies, somebody has something horrible happen to them? But what we have to remember is the angels are here to guide us, to inspire us, to heal us, and to protect us, but only in the constraint of what our own higher self wants in the experience. And so as they come close to us and help us, they can help us through a trying time. Doesn't mean that we won't have a trying time or a challenge, but they can give us the illumination, the sense of peacefulness, the sense of clarity to know what to do, how to focus, how to move through any kind of opposition. And I think that's why they've come very close, because we are very complex people right now with many things happening in our lives, many stresses. And I think they're here to help us really anchor that light and communicate connected back to our source, back to our own spirit.
Do the angels look like the angels that are painted by the masters?
You know what I believe, truly? I've thought a lot about this. I think angels appear as what we want them to be, or how we need to see them. I think in the purest form of angelics that I've seen, the vibration is very high frequency, and it's really just light. We're talking about light beings. We're talking truly about light that emanates as a certain color or a certain frequency that they're carrying. And certainly not necessarily looking like the person that we would expect our angels to be, like we've seen on television with the wings and you know, features of a woman or a man. I have found that they will take the image of a woman or a man, depending if they're bringing that feminine energy of the heart center, you know, intuition and healing, or if they're bringing more of a masculine energy of focus, mind, and will. So depending what they're bringing and what vibration they're working with will be how they appear to me as a masculine or feminine angel. But I think in their purest form, they don't have a body at all like us. I think that they don't have exactly the way we understand wings. Mm-hmm. I think they have a vibrational movement that they are really pulsating out, that is almost moving or sending these messages. And we perceive those as wings, and so we hold those visions, and so they fit into those visions. But angels have appeared in many ways, including taking on the form of other people as well as taking on the form of animals.
Of animals?
Mm-hmm. I have a best story of a minister, a very wonderful older minister from Germany. He was a Lutheran minister, and it was in Germany years and years ago, and he said he was on a train, got off at the wrong depot, was late at night. It wasn't a good place. He had to walk through a crowd of men that looked like they were not up to any good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, far away from where that depot conductor and all the other people were. And he said, as he walked through it, he just said a prayer that he, for whatever the reason, God had placed him in that moment. And as he walked through, these people parted and, like, let him walk through. And he walked all the way up to the conductor's door, knocked on it. They opened it up, let him in, locked it behind him. And he said to them, you know, I was really concerned that maybe those men would give me a hard time or steal something from me. And the guy looked at him and said, well, why would they ever do that with that huge dog walking along next to you? Now, he didn't see the dog, but he believes clearly that that was an angelic sent to take that form for others to see.
Do the angels ever talk about God?
They talk about Creator. They talk about God, but not, I don't think they use the exact words that we understand. I know that they will often talk about the divine love from God, the divine love from Source. The angels are very interconnected with this beautiful source of God, this divine light and love. Their whole being, their whole essence is really about that frequency, and that's what they're bringing to us, that divine love. So they carry it with us. When we look at the angels, there are different choirs or groups. The choir or group that's closest to God is really so highly, ranging such a high frequency that really it's far beyond what even our higher spirit body is at. And they emulate that energy and bring it down to the point where we can feel it. So the angels do a lot of work about bringing this communication and this connection and sharing this light.
Interesting. What about archangels and cherubs? Where do they fall in? And well, do we all have guardian angels?
We do all have guardian angels, and I believe we have angels that work with us from the time we are incarnated or into this world. I think they work with our soul groups. I think they're that kind of guardians that are also angels holding the destiny, what we're supposed to do, our vision. Angels that come in for creative moments. Angels that give us strength. I think some angels may appear or be near us for a brief second, Rob, just enough to help us through that moment. I think some stay with us our entire path and help us fulfill that focus of destiny. The archangels are really a choir or a group of angels that fall, and they work with us. They fall into the, when we look at the choirs of the angels, there's actually like 9 different choirs, and they're actually in a choir or a group or a triad that's closer to the earth plane. That's why I think we relate so much to them. That's why we've had accountings of, say, Raphael really walking on the earth plane and spending time, or Michael really working with battling this lower energy that sometimes is more of a frequency that's around us. So the archangels are simply a group or a choir of angels that work with us. We know the 4 of them, but most religions believe or hold into the idea that there are many more archangels than the common ones that we've all agreed to kind of name as Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael. So there's more, but each one brings a resonance or an energy or a purpose. And so that's how those work with us. They work with us very closely in humanity, and then the angel world falls under them as the last choir. The choirs above, the cherubs, as you mentioned, we've seen in pictures the little cute babies, but really the cherubim are up in the first triad or that group, and vibrationally closer to God. And what the cherubim are doing are holding knowledge and wisdom. And they are said to stand at the gates of Eden, and they're said to stand at the places of knowledge for the universe. So we're talking about some very highly evolved or enlightened groups.
How does the spiritual world influence us every day?
You know, I think we need to start to recognize that we as people are not just a physical body, but we're an astral body, which is our emotional body. We're a mental body, and we're a spirit body, a causal body. These are all interconnected to us, and that the spirit world resonates in all these different levels, too. We've all heard about things that Monroe has talked about, for example, astral traveling and the astral plane, which is just emotion. So our astral body vibrates or works with that plane. But if we don't think about it, we can be very affected by, say, the astral plane, not only what we're emoting or feeling, But that by law of attraction, if we're feeling frustrated, if we're feeling angry, for example, on the astral plane, that's a frequency, and then other astral entities or other astral thought forms can be linked and drawn and magnified it. That's a good way to understand where sometimes as you're not feeling, say you're feeling frustrated, mm-hmm. we can actually find that we can be more magnified in that frustration because the spirit world on some level, on that astral level perhaps, is really influencing us. We see that we're often influenced for the good, for the sense the angel world is there, giving us new thoughts or highly evolved thoughts to help us move forward spiritually. But the same goes for having the lower force or those other kind of energies and entities going through our mind, our thought process. We've all had the experience where suddenly a thought pops into our mind and we have to start to really pay attention to what are we thinking and really looking at where we think we follow. So if we are more aware of our thinking process, then we'll be more aware of how we're influenced by the spiritual world.
Donna, stand by. You and I have to take our final break for this hour. Donna Vall is our special guest. AngelsToGuideYou.com is her website. And when we come back from the news at the top of the hour, we're going to be speaking to Aria McGarry about abuse. This is National Domestic Violence Month. And we're trying to do our best here at the X Zone to shed light on this crime that affects so many men and women in the United States, Canada, and around the world. I'll be back on the other side as we continue live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Donna Vall is our special guest, and her website is... Got your pens and pencil ready? Okay, here we go. AngelsToGuideYou.com. First of all, Donna, thanks very much for joining us tonight. And do the angels have a message for our listeners?
Message that I keep getting as a repeat over and over for people at this time is about really going within to connect to their own spirit, that we need to not seek always somebody to give us the answer, but that the answers are within. And the angels really illuminate this for us, help us to find this part of our own spirit, because they know this is the way we will grow in our consciousness as humanity.
With all the different religions around the world, do the angels ever get mixed up trying to figure out which religion that they're supposed to be affiliated with and which religion they're not?
Well, the angels aren't affiliated with any of them. The angel world is very, very separate from that. They hold, and it's interesting because there's a choir of angels called the principalities which hold the truth of different core belief systems. Not the belief systems and the dogma, mm-hmm. but the truth that we know. And it's kind of interesting. We use the word principles. We stand on our principles. We say the principle of a school. So the principalities hold these things and hold these to be truth and monitor. The principalities talk about the fact that it's not about getting caught up in the different religions. It's about holding the truth. And if we look at the unity, it's all teaching us the same thing. If we really look at the truth of the belief systems.
Now, for those listeners who may be interested in acquiring one of your angel paintings, how do they do that?
They simply need to go to angelstoguideyou.com, or they can call me at my office, which is 706-894-1582, and we set up an appointment. I'm now booking for November. Set up a time. We work at least an hour. I go until Spirit's done, and during that time, we will connect with their higher self. We'll get a lot of information, guidance, insight, as well as the portrait, and then I will ship it to them.
How much are the paintings?
It's $120 for the session. That's for the time, the artwork, the shipping, and the phone call.
Wow. Donna, thank you very much for being with us. Take care of yourself, and give the angels my best.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and congratulations on the growth of your show. That's great.
Thank you very much, sweetie. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Donna Vall, www.angelstoguideyou.com. Let me see. Things you should know. The View will be missing Elizabeth Hasselbeck as of November the 8th or so due to maternity leave. Angelina Jolie loves Brad Pitt, but she hates the way he dresses. Life and Style reports that she wants Brad to fire his stylist and stop dressing like a bartender. As if that'll happen, eh? And researchers from Newcastle University in the United Kingdom have concluded that women prefer reddish colors or pink. Previous research has shown there is a universal preference to blue. Led Zeppelin, one of the last major acts to resist digital distribution, is releasing their back catalog online. And the average speed of Heinz ketchup leaving the bottle, are you ready for this, is 25 miles a year. Country singer Joe Nichols, just 1 month after getting married, has checked into a rehab center. I wonder if that's because of his wife drove him to drinking or whatever. A new study says teasing can increase weight problems. I'm not going to touch that one. And finally, when you restrict your diet, you are less able to resist impulse buys. And this is a study according to the Journal of Consumer Research. And finally, because you, the X-Zone, want to know. You know Aquafina is known for its bottled water? Well, coming soon, Aquafina skincare products. I wonder if it'll be really wet, because after all, it'll moisten the skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about why abused women stay with their men. This is Domestic Abuse Month on the X-Zone, and I will be back in 2 minutes. No, on the other side of the news as the X-Zone continues live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go away.